WHXS. Yeah, that's better. I can hear you now. You were picket fencing pretty good back the other one, so yeah, this is good here.
You actually had it almost directly towards the repeater. It's a little to my 1 o'clock, and then from my house, I'm about 5 miles, I think, as the crow flies.
So you're in your personal vehicle now heading home?
And I got about another 5 minutes.
All right, I'll keep you company for a minute. Yeah, I tell you, I guess back, you know, when I drove back in the late 80s, 90s, into the 2000s, you know, that most of the police officers on the road had radios in the cars. When we used to come into Georgia from South Carolina going down to Florida, they'd all say, hey, guys, you know, thanks for watching your speed and blah, 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 have a great day. You know, there was a couple of good ones out there.
Or I think Channel 9, that was, if you needed law enforcement, that's where you went.
Oh, yeah, that was back in the day, but they're on 19 now, you know. I mean, you'd be surprised as the truckers can get away with if you speak nicely to the, you know, local fellows.
Work for a large company that I think slips some of those state agencies a little bit of extra cash.
Okay. No comment. But I did most of my career with Allied Van Lines. I was a bed bugger for a long time. And I switched off. I started working for CFI, Contract Freighters, at a Joplin towards the end of, I think it was 2002. It was like September, I think, I got hired because I bought my last tractor. It was a 2002 Kenworth. I bought it brand new from Kenworth out of Richmond, Virginia. And that was my last truck. That was it. Done. And hauled freight for about a year. Then I went back to bed bugging after that.
I wouldn't want to buy a tractor. and I'm not sure about that last comment. I do know that a DOT guy pulled up beside me one day. I was sitting at a QT, and he was asking me questions about UPS. A buddy of his had actually left DOT and gone to UPS down in Anderson. So I said to him, I have a question. I see you guys pull, you know, a lot of the freight guys, local, you know, LTLs and FedEx. I see them over, but I said, I don't see you bother us much. And he said, no, we leave you guys alone. He said, unless you're really, you know, speeding or being erratic in traffic. He said, most of your guys are pretty good. We know your trucks are in good shape and turn, you know, they're not turned way up. So he said, we generally leave you guys alone. We know you got places to be.
Yeah, well, CFI, a Contract Freighters at a Joplin, all their trucks were turned down to like 62 miles an hour, and they chopped the horsepower back on the engines and stuff. And I was an owner-operator, so, you know, as long as I had that CFI tag on my door, I got left alone also, because they know every time you roll into one of their yards, whatever, the trailer gets inspected, the tractor gets inspected, tires get changed, whatever you need done before it goes back out again.
I mean, the way I'm trained is I'd look for everything, you know, before I take it out, and I write it up, and it can't go out if there's something wrong. So they take pretty good care of them. But Dave, I'm pulling in, so I appreciate the ride along, and I'm ready to go in and get something to eat. And thank you again for talking a little slower for me. It really helps. KB2HXS from N4ZLK.
I'm trying like heck, you know. I got to kind of slow it down a little, you know. Maybe I'll go have a drink and come back to the radio. Then I'll really be slowing down.
Well, you've had that call a long time. It's easy to roll off the tongue, but I have trouble with it. I'm still tripping on it.
That's okay. No worries, no worries. I give Steve a lot of guff because I've known Steve almost 2 years now. He still can't get it. I got to shiv him a little.
Well, we can talk about him. There's probably other stuff he doesn't get either.
Heck, I'll talk about him with him listening. I don't care.
Yeah, go ahead.
See? I knew he'd come out of the woodwork.
Thank you, Shane.
Anyway, you guys have a good night. N4ZLK.
Shane, have a good evening, buddy. Get some good rest. Get some good vittles. Talk to you later. And for you there, Mr. Dave, hey, who fouled up his own call the other day?
Good night, Shane. What was that again, Steve?
Hey, who fouled up his own call yesterday?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Have to check, see if you're female. You got a female memory.
I know. I'm trying to forget things.
Hard, it starts working, especially at my age.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you. Well, no, you know, I seem to remember driving somewhere this week and being stranded.
The only thing I forgot was to give you a call and head you back off. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right. Don't even sweat it. It just gives me something to rib you about, that's all.
Well, listen, I'm going to dump off here on you because I have got to have both hands with what I'm doing. Kane 4 VWA. Clear. Try to have a good evening.
Have a good evening. KN4VWA KB2HXS. You keep mobile straight up there, yeah.
Hey, mobile.